Can someone explain to me how this in-play betting works? The horse racing industry is calling for a complete ban on in-play betting. The boss of Racing Australia is warning that in-play betting can lead to corruption. Racing Australia is also worried that if live betting is legislated, more people will bet on sports and less on horse racing. The gambling industry is massive. Australians spending more than $3 billion every year just on sports betting. I don't have a problem with people having a punt. No drama. Go for your life. But spot betting and live betting, I just think opens up a whole world of problems. Spot betting is where people put money on a specific aspect of a game while it's being played. But of course, that makes it easier to rig. By allowing in-play exotic bets, you're opening yourself up to corruption. Four Corners on Monday night spoke about a match-fixing ring targeting low-level soccer teams playing in the Victorian Premier League. Millions of dollars were placed on these games through overseas betting agencies. Tennis has had its fair share of controversy lately because of match-fixing allegations. While games are being played, if we let people bet on the number of aces or the number of double faults that a player has during that game, you are opening up an ugly can of worms. You should be able to bet on the result and key outcomes, but not every little aspect of the game. Can't we be satisfied with being able to bet on the result of a contest and a few other elements of it, as opposed to making a prediction about double faults? Well, it just invites people to try to approach the players in the game and think, well, if I hand you this brown paper bag, can you serve up a double fault? I think live betting while a horse race is already underway is ridiculous. And I think we're opening ourselves up to exploitation by people who want to do the wrong thing. But if someone can explain it better than I understand it, go right ahead. 131873.